в этом особый сон. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable and most respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers in Islam, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made it possible for us to come to the house and to the masjid of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, such a mubarak place and such a beloved place in the eyes of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There were many people that were here in this world, that were here in this dunya, and they also had that dream and that desire, how they will see many more Ramadan, and in those months also that will come, how they will also exert themselves in the ibadat of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in the worship of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But taqdeer was such, it was muqaddar, it was written, that they would not be here in this world at that time. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had made it such, they had to return to Him. They had to return to their Lord. And they are no more here with us. Similarly, we are treading on that same road, on that same path, on that same journey as everybody else. The children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right up till today and right up till the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, this will be the cycle of life, that people will come into this world and people will leave this world. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has granted us this life. This life only comes once. This life will never ever be repeated. Nobody will be granted the ability to go to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and then granted another favor to come back to this world. So while we have this time in this world, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala takes a qasam by time.
Allah takes a qasam by time. Allah says, by the qasam of time, insan is at a loss. Innal insana lafi khusr. This time is moving away. Time is slowly going away. It is gradually moving away. People that are sitting in this gathering with white beards, they will tell you how fast 20 and 30 years has passed. The youngsters that are sitting here, time will also be moving. But if this insan will not utilize this time, and he will not use this time in accordance to the commands of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, what does Allah say? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. O people of understanding, you have been granted this time. Realize and understand the value of this time. Do such actions that will please Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There were many that came into this world, and we see it also. The barakat and the blessing of time has been taken away. We see it in our daily lives. A person sees his watch in the morning, it's 8 o'clock, then it's 5 o'clock already in the afternoon. If he has to make muraqabah at the end of the day, he has to sit and analyze his day, he will find that he has done merely just a few jobs. Similar is the case of a week, a person performs the Friday Salah, and then the next Friday Salah is already here. Similar case is the month of Ramadan. Then one Ramadan has already passed, one Laylatul Qadr has passed, the next Laylatul Qadr is here. And like this, time is carrying on, and this world is moving, people are coming and people are going. But that person is a person of understanding who realizes that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has granted me this time. I must utilize this time in obeying the commandments of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If I will do this, I will be granted the ultimate success, of which Allah says, نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. That on the day of يوم القيامة, when you will stand in the court of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, on the day of judgment on one plane, everybody equal. Nobody because of his status of his wealth going first into Jannah. Nobody because of his poverty going last into the fire of Jahannam. Nobody because of his good health going into Jannah. Nobody because of his sickness going into Jahannam. Nobody because because of the color of his skin being white going into Jannah. Nobody because of the color of his skin being black going into Jahannam. Everybody in the sight of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, all equal on that day. Each person will be given a record. His book of deeds will be given to him. That book of deeds, he will be have to give an account for it in the court of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And according to that test, Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will favor insan. And Allah says, تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ. Your payday will be such that your deeds will be granted to you. Allah says, تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. In full. In full. Your record will be granted to you in full. Nobody will be oppressed on that day. Nobody will be given something which is not his. Nobody will carry a burden of somebody else. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That person who will be saved from the fire of Jahannam, that person who will make his way towards Jannah, Allah says, that is a successful person. That is a successful person. Look for such a person. Let us take time to look into the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in.